You're listening to Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers with your hosts Greg Barrett and Kane Holloway.
Do you want to start? You, Greg, you look so funny today. It's the leopard print in your glasses. Or you look like Bono.
Yeah, I'm doing a whole thing.
You're doing a whole new thing?
Yeah. I'm just going to get weirder.
Cool. I'm just going to get,
I'm just going to be old and I'm going to be weird. Like when I wore this sweater downstairs, Amira's like, that's too much. She's like, that's too much. But Mighty was like, oh, I love it.
Yes.
So, you know, it can go either way. It's either really cool or I borrowed it from my grandma.
Yeah. And if you guys are wondering, what does Greg look like? Well, hey, check it out. We do full video episodes on our Patreon, patreon.com/DTBFF.
Yeah. If you're a person who loves to watch podcasting.
Yeah. If you love it, just donate $1 and you get the video. You get the full video. And if you're already there and you want to maybe see our bonus episodes, like when we reviewed Nobody, or we got one coming out, I think like in a week or two from now, where we read the longest letter ever written. All those are bonus episodes. Those are different tiers. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/DTBFF podcast. It's a beautiful place. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're wondering who Kane's girlfriend is, you don't have to go any further than just the show.
Okay. For everybody out there who was guessing.
Not everyone's interested. Like, well, let's not pretend everybody's interested.
Yes. But the few that were, I would get messages after messages after messages saying, hey, I put the pieces together and I figured out who you were dating. And we announced it today. It was on a whim, but she was like, I think I'm going to post a picture of you today. And I was like, oh, all right. Well, then I'll post a picture of you. And my Instagram is insane with people commenting and saying, I fucking knew it. It's comment after comment after comment of people going, I fucking knew it. And the person that I'm dating is Greg. We got hitched. And, and it's a beautiful day. Everybody knew it. I'm dating Raina Greenberg from Girls Gotta Eat.
Yeah. But I want to clarify that our love for Girls Gotta Eat is not because Kane and Raina were dating.
No.
We genuinely love the podcast. And they had me on,
mm-hmm.
as they were right to do.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah. I mean, it just only makes sense. And then we had them on.
We had on Raina.
Yeah. We had Raina on. Yeah. We're going to have Ashley on soon. And I had a feeling that you two would like each other. So yeah, I'm taking credit for it.
I knew you fucking would. And I also got a bunch of messages on Instagram saying, Greg's going to ask you to Venmo him and get some money for this new relationship that he facilitated.
Yeah.
I knew you'd take full credit.
I took full credit.
Yeah.
So just to give you a little bit of clarity on this today. So Kane posted and Raina posted, and Kane got 2,000 likes.
Yeah. It's insane.
Which is a lot of likes. Raina got 36,000. So you tell me who's paying the bills. Kane's 2,000 is really impressive for us. For one of us to get any kind of a post that gets anywhere in the thousands is like huge.
Yeah,
huge
great.
For us.
Yeah,
Raina had 36,000, and that was just this morning.
That was just this morning.
That post had just gone up,
mm-hmm.
and she had 36,000 people approve of her and Kane.
Yeah.
And 36,000. We don't have 36,000 total listens.
I would be intimidated by that, but she's so short, so I don't even worry about it. She's tiny.
She's yeah. really tiny.
So
she's
anytime
really
she tiny. Tries to flex some muscle, I just go, where is she? And I look above her. I don't meet her eye line.
Yeah,
that was really funny. When you went on, our listenership went up and we started getting most, if not all, of our emails asking us for advice, engaging with the show. Was I'm here from GGE. You were on like a year ago And we still to this day get emails saying, I'm a GGE fan. I'm a diehard GGE fan. I'm from Girls Gotta Eat. It's just a constant. So I was like, first I want to listen to Greg's episode because I know him. And then let me just like listen to a couple other episodes, see what this show's all about. Not only do they do a great show, but I was like, who's this one, this hypersexual one that's like, has like this cute voice. I got to know which one Raina is. And then I looked her up and I'm like, oh shit. I think I like her. And that's where I thought that I was just going to have a crush on this person who lives in New York. And that would be like the end of it. And then she came on the show. And Pat can attest to this. It's one of the worst episodes I've ever done. Not as a show, just me, because I couldn't keep my fucking cool. I was like, oh God, my crush is a lot deeper than I thought. I really fucking dig on this girl from afar. And now that she's here and she's super cool, I'm fucking nervous. I'm super nervous. And Pat had to like cut a bunch of me stammering and stuttering my way through.
Yeah, I did great though.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's just, yeah. I mean, just as you would expect, I'm not trying to tell you anything you don't already know, but
yeah,
if you haven't heard the episode, I do great.
Yeah, you're the man. Everybody, Venmo Greg.
Yeah.
But she's the one that I pitched the movie date to, and I took her out on the movie. She was the first one to go on the movie date, and it went really well, and we had sex that night. And so I win. I win forever. I win. I win the movie date forever now that Raina not only loved it, but we commemorated it with being unclean.
But to be fair, So early on, she wrote me and she said, I like the silent date.
Right.
Which she owes me an apology for.
Yeah.
And I'll expect a full-throated apology. I will I'd like to see it in writing. I'd like to have something in writing. That's a big lie. That's almost as big a lie as Trump won the election. Like, it is a big lie. I think she detests the silent date.
She hates it. In fact, we sort of kind of went on it. So I'm in I'm in New York with her. I don't know if you're watching the video. I'm in Raina's apartment right now in Manhattan. And we were walking and she like tripped and I made fun of her. And she was like, she put her hand up, like since she had nothing to say, she's like, whatever, I'm going to give him the silent treatment. And I go, oh, all right, well, let's see how long you can go. Let's do the silent date. And don't do it. Don't do it. This like weird amount of animosity grew between us out of nowhere, like out of nothing. We were just like, we're not talking. We have no reason not to be talking, and we both should be talking. And all of a sudden it's just like, it got weird. it's so weird. And then we were just like, went to the movies and we had to be like, let's stop this because this is not fun. And I am proven wrong. The silent date is weird. Don't do it. it was fun to sort of play coy, and she wanted to kind of keep it under wraps for this exact reason. Like, you know, a lot of people are, you know, gonna be like, a lot of people are invested in Raina's love life, and of a lot of our listeners who are also fans of hers wanted to know if it was us, so they got invested in my love life. And so you know, when you start to do things like go public like that, you want to make sure you guys are on the right track. We, you know, told each other we love each other and all that unclean stuff.
That's so unclean.
That's so very unclean. We did that with no lube. Just like, I love you. Yeah.
It's unclean.
Very unclean. So, yeah. So Raina and I are an item, and I refer to us as Kana. I think it's pretty baller.
I mean, the fact that you picked a nickname for yourself is not that baller.
That's, come on.
Come on. It's a little, it's a, like if Pat had come up with that, you know, I would have got her if I'd come up with it.
People love celebrity couple names.
No, they love Bennifer.
But who doesn't?
They just love that couple. They don't love celebrity couple names.
People love celebrity couple names. You guys, if you and Amira, you guys would be Gramira. You guys would be Egg.
Either way is hateful. Either one of those is hateful.
Fucking hell. Yes. Yeah. Today was a fun day. Today was a lot of fun. Today's been a fun engagement. And all of you guys that made that guess, no one guessed any other guess either. Everyone straight up guessed you and Rainer are dating.
I saw it on some post last week.
Somebody
wrote, yeah, somebody wrote, it's Kane Holloway.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the other thing is like, I got like a look, and it's this baseball hat. It's this Boston Red Sox baseball hat that I wear pretty much all the time, and different color joggers. I got a pretty name a color. I got a camo jogger. Anyway, that's my fucking look. And so Raina had her birthday on a boat. We went on the boat and then everyone was drinking and I was hobnobbing, you know, like I do, bouncing around people, doing my invisible scooter dance, telling everybody our name's Kana now, you know, cool shit. Anyway, so Raina. Oh my God.
So all of that is disappointing. All of it. Pat and I are cringing. We're just cringing. Welcome to Couples Stories, everybody. Prepared to be bored out of your mind.
What are you talking about? This story is about to get spicy. You ready? So Raina decides she wants to give like a speech on the boat. So she goes down to the DJ booth. She's like at the booth with the microphone and she does the speech, like thanking all these people and like commemorating a couple people. And then when she gets like winds down and gets done from that, she goes, thank you all for coming. Everyone says that they love her and happy birthday. And then one girl screams out, show your tits. And then I thought it'd be funny to go, yeah, show them. So I said that. Then I got up and I started chanting, show us your tits, show us your tits. And she ripped out one of her boobs and showed the whole boat her one boob that she could get out. She's wearing a bodysuit. Stop fucking looking at me like that. God, this story went over a lot better on the GGE show. You fuck.
Yeah, well, I mean... What do you want to say, Pat? What are we going to say?
What a fun, funny story that was. This show changed, man.
Hilarious. Show,
you guys changed. You guys changed. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's the news.
For those of you that weren't at Brandon's birthday party, too bad.
There's video up about it. There's video, and you can see the lead up to... Oh, and that's the whole point of the story. Anyway, yeah, some girl saw me in the video and was like, I fucking know that guy. That's Kane Holloway. And then they started putting their little, the sleuths were able to figure it out. And yeah, so that's where we are. Anyway.
Congratulations, man.
Oh, thanks. I mean, you knew the whole time, but.
I did. I knew the whole time.
Yeah, and if you listen to old episodes where I'm telling Greg to like, hey, that's not cool, or like, keep it on the DL, dog, it's because we're talking about Raina. So like, I would say what, maybe like the last 10 episodes, maybe, have been anytime I'm being coy about somebody, it's her. And Greg loved to push the envelope. We got a question today. On our Instagram, you can message us on our Gmail at dtbffpodcast@gmail.com or on our Instagram at dtbffpodcast. This one comes from Anonymous. It says, hey guys, I have a question. I recently started dating again and decided to try dating older men. I'm 29 and met someone who is 44. I've been on a couple dates with him and appreciate that he has been kind, respectful, and direct with me. After spending a few hours talking to him on our last date, I decided he is someone I'd like to keep getting to know. I told a male friend about my experience with this guy, and he started to raise some questions. For context, this person I'm dating is divorced, lives a comfortable life, has several properties spanning two bordering states, and says he's looking for someone to fall in love with and travel with. My friend questioned the amount of time he spends at his other locations and his reasons for being away. I decided to do a background check for a couple reasons. One, everyone should do it before a date, especially if you're going to their house and you have kids. And two, I needed to make sure this person was in fact divorced and wasn't cheating on their spouse when they crossed the border. I found out this person lied to me about his age. He's actually 53, and the last name he gave me. When I asked, he said it was his middle name, and he omitted his last name altogether. I haven't confronted him yet, but I'm curious what you guys would tell a close friend or family member who encounters this problem. I'm of the mindset that this person isn't trustworthy and we'd be starting our relationship off on the wrong foot. However, some people tell me that this type of white lie is harmless and done because some people are insecure about their age or just vain. On top of this, it feels a little predatory with this much of an age gap. This guy is in great shape and passes for 44. If he told me his real age, I would have taken him up on the first date still. Thoughts? Is this harmless or is there something more? Love you guys. Thanks for reading, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
I don't get the last name lie, really.
Yeah, unless he is cheating on his wife or something. I don't see, unless his middle, he makes his middle name his last name. People do that.
It's weird. It's weird.
I'd say enough little white lies can equal up to like one big lie.
The thing about lying about your age is eventually people are going to find out.
Yeah. You're dating them long enough and then they invite you to your birthday party and they see a big 5'3" balloon.
I don't know. I gotta say it's bad that he lied.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's bad that he lied. I mean, I don't know. I feel for him.
Yeah. I don't get the last name thing. I know people will move their middle name over to their first name if they don't like their first name. And you find out through talking to them, like, actually, that's my middle name. I go by Matthew. I tried to do that in school because I kept getting made fun of for my first name. So I was like, I went to school one day and I was like, all right, everybody, I'm Matt today. And I'm Matt for the rest of my life. And everyone's like, we're not fucking calling you Matt, man. you're Kane forever.
Yeah, Kane's a great name. Why did you not like Kane?
I was getting bullied all the time and I wanted to take control. And this one kid, his name was Ace. And so I was like, all right, Ace was his middle name. I don't remember what his real first name was, but he was like, I go by Ace. So I was like, I'm going to do that. And being Kane is weird. It feels like I'm ostracized from the group because I'm a weirdo with a weird name. I'm Matt. And they're like, you're not fucking Matt. You're Candy Cane. Now shut up.
Oh, Candy Cane.
Yeah, Candy Cane, Sugar Cane, Cain and Abel.
That's awesome. Candy Cane is great. I would fucking people call me that.
Oh, yeah. People call me Candy Cane all the time. It doesn't bother me now because I'm sweet. Fuck you guys.
Fucking Candy Cane. That's great. Yeah.
I would say for you, Anonymous, if you keep noticing all these little white lies, that's enough to just be like, there's too much of this. I really don't really know who this guy really is. And I feel like I'm just like peeling away all these layers where it's like, oh, actually, so here's the real thing. It's not that big of a deal, but here's like the reality of the situation. I'm actually 53. That's not that big a deal. It's actually, my middle name is my last name. You know what? The more I think about it, the less I'm cool with it. Like, why make your middle name your last name unless that's your business? You know, like Nick Cage changed his name. He was a Nick Coppola. But the reason he changed his name because he wanted to make it on his own name. That's like one thing. But if this guy is just like, if it doesn't apply to any kind of like business and he's just doing that for the fuck of it, no. Bad.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Dump him.
Dump him. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you're a writer, performer, or creative in any way, then you might benefit from my coaching program. I've written several best-selling books and toured the world as a stand-up comedian and started a band called the Reigning Monarchs. Whatever creative path you choose but feel stuck on, don't worry, because I can get you unstuck. For more information, go to gregorybarrett.com/coaching and sign up. You'll also find this link in the show's description. And I can help you if you have relationship problems as well.
This is the theme song for What Does This Mean Song. The theme song for What Does This Mean Song. We'll read a self-help quote, and they're definitely not memes. Memes are something completely different than quotes. Quotes are supposed to help you through all the bullshit in your life. And memes are like that poster of that cat hanging from a tree. And it says, hang in there, baby, or Mondays, am I right? Mondays, am I right? So if you can think of a different title, then we'll probably change it.
What does this mean? Send all your memes, dtbffpodcast@gmail.com. What does this mean? We got
but
a lot.
Not actual memes.
No, inspirational quotes.
Yeah, inspirational quotes.
Send your memes to the Instagram. And then we'll repost them in our stories. People seem to love that, but don't send us memes on our Gmail. Now you're gumming up the works. What are you doing over there? Knock it off, guys. Today, date idea. This one comes from Amanda McBurney. She says, date idea. They come over at 9 p.m. and you both take 2 melatonin and get 10 hours of sleep. She says, this is probably a good idea for me. Another date idea. You want to come over for the melatonin date? Lars Lighthouse said, never be a prisoner of your past. It was just a lesson, not a life sentence.
Yeah, it's working.
You like it? You never want to be a prisoner of your past. It's just a life lesson, not a life sentence.
That's fair.
The end, it comes together, but it's fragmented out weird. Never be a prisoner of your past, period. And then there's like this whole other chunk that's left. It was just a lesson, not a life sentence. I think that should just be the meme right there. You know,
it's just a lesson, not a life sentence.
Yeah.
That gets a job done.
Yeah, it really does. Word economy.
People, trim your memes. Just like your bush.
Trim your memes just
trim
like your bush.
Trim your memes just like your bush.
Which you can do at the Pouch and Hammer.
Come on over to the Pouch and Hammer. We're taking off ancillary stem hairs. Let's do a grapefruit powder on your balls. Dust up your taint. It's all available to you at the Pouch and Hammer. We're glad to do it.
We are. It's so hot. It's so hot all the time. It must be awful down there. Come over to the Pouch and Hammer. We'll dust you up nice.
We'll dust you up nice. It's summertime. Hey, guys, it's a hot cock summer. Come over for a trim.
Come over for a trim. It's got to be hot down there. Come in, you'll see a sign burnt into wood. We'll dust you up nice.
We'll dust you up nice.
I love the Pouch and Hammer. I love working there. It's a great environment.
No, it's one of the best jobs I've ever had.
You don't have to wear your mask because we're all fully vaccinated.
Yep.
V-Paw has one. Says, me, I'm a very private person. Someone. Hello. Me. So I'll start by describing some of my lighter traumas before I get into the real bad stuff.
Right. They're actually really sharing a lot.
Yeah, they're sharing a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which happens at the Pouch and Hammer.
Yeah, when somebody's waxing your balls, you end up sharing.
You share pretty much everything. I mean, it's all out there for everyone. What do you think of this one, Greg? This one says, you know it's funny. When you look at someone through rose-colored glasses, all red flags just look like flags.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah, that's from the show BoJack Horseman on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes it even better.
Yeah. And we got some engagement with that. A lot of people liked it and were like, oh, shit. God damn.
Yeah. That's how it works.
And then I posted one today that says, to whom it may concern, fuck you.
That's great. I'm glad we're putting that out there.
Yeah, right? I find that to be the most inspirational.
You're learning a lot from Raina. You're really picking up a lot.
Thank you. All right, we got Jay Hoban emailed us into the show, dtbffpodcast@gmail.com, says, hi, Kane and Greg. I am writing this having only heard up to episode 7. I have to let you know that the last 5 minutes of episode 6 did a lot more for me than 5 hours of therapy would. Everyone has always said, incorporate meditation and healing anxiety or depression is through meditation. But I didn't realize the reasoning behind it until you guys touched on thinking being an illusion. I don't know why it worked for me, but I'm not feeling dread and panic, worrying how it'll be perceived as I write this because I know those thoughts are not actually real and that I'm a tank just like Kane's friend Jay. Just kidding. What the fuck, Jay? Oh yeah, I remember that piece of advice. Anyway, thanks for doing what you do and being so transparent. I'm always working to get into a better place, and you guys have helped me through at least one step so far. Thanks, Jay. P.S. I'll write my question later about my fuckers. I won't be leaving this podcast anytime soon.
Oh, God, I wish that was true. But as you continue listening to this, it just gets dumber.
It does get dumber.
And we do less self-help. Look, coming up is a lot of talk about dick pics.
Yes. Swamp ass.
So you might want to just check out now.
Pillows, toilet paper.
Yeah.
We get into fights over the decor of the home.
Yeah, different kind of dates.
Dates. We get into a lot of arguments about dates. I mean, when you get up to this episode, when you hear your email read, you know, hey, we're sorry.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I've always loved that idea of all the thoughts in your head aren't real. You paint a picture of your own dread and then you form it to be reality. And then when you get outside and you, it doesn't fully hit you. It never fully hits anybody who has constant anxiety and dread like that, that they're manifesting a destiny that's not going to ever happen.
Right.
They're trying to be a self-fulfilling prophecy of unto themselves. And sometimes that just never happens. And they're like, well, when's it going to happen? And eventually someone, you just need to realize like, I'm making it up. And that's a great lesson to learn, especially 7 episodes in. I'm so happy for you. I hope you're still around. We still try and help, you know, to whom it may concern. Fuck you. That helps. That's helpful. Right? Right, guys?
We'll be right back.
Oh, man. We've got so many messages, so many catch-up messages. We got one from Leanne that says, you're asking who has a ruler. So last week, we had on Julie Kraftchick from Dateable Podcasts, and she asked us a question about a guy who took a dick pic with his family at Thanksgiving. He wasn't with his family. What a terrible... Anyway, unimportant detail.
First off, what an amazing thing that would be if you got your whole family gathered around in the regular formation for a family photo, and then you took your dick out.
That was the biggest.
So everybody's there, arms around each other. You're in the middle, and you have just a fucking rager. And that's your dick pic. You send to people is your dick pic with you and your family. Everybody loves my dick. That everyone's like in on it. No secrets here. No secrets here. Here's what you're dealing with. If you want my dick, you got to take my family.
That seems
my family like comes with my dick pic.
That seems like a little squirt move.
Yeah.
This is our totally. Christmas card, yo. This is our Christmas card. We all pull out our dicks. And we all take a family photo. Merry Christmas from the Devereaux. motherfucker. Hilarious. Anyway, that guy that sent the dick pic out had it next to a ruler to show exactly how big the dick is. And the question she asked was something along the lines of like, do you think that he had that in his phone the whole time, or did he take it real time while at Thanksgiving with the family? And Greg and I could not stop thinking about why that dude had a ruler in the first place. What adult person has a ruler in their home? That's not a thing. It's not a thing. And Leanne said, you were asking who has a ruler.
Unless, you know what? Unless he's an architect.
Even then, with the T-square, he just pulls out his big, his big metal fucking T ruler.
Yeah, totally.
This one. This is how big it is.
What's the thing called with the pencil and the pen in the middle?
Protractor?
Protractor. Yeah, what if he used a protractor? What if you used a protractor?
To draw it?
Yeah.
This is it to scale. He sent her a blueprint.
Oh my God, I would love it if somebody sent a drawing of their dick. You could do that. Kane, you're an artist. You could do that.
And I will. Send me your dick. I'll draw it.
Oh no. We do not want those emails. Do not send us your dick for Kane to draw. Unless you pay me at Venmo.
Oh my God. I had the same thought. I had the exact same thought. You pay Greg $100. I'll draw your dick. Anyway, we're here to help people. Leanne says, I'm a DIY and craft person, and I have a ton of rulers. That being said, that dude definitely took that pic at his family's house. He just grabbed the ruler right out of his mom's knitting basket. That's probably what gave him the idea in the first place.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. She probably asked him, hey, can you get my knitting stuff? Sure, mom. opens up the cabinet. Ruler, eh? I'm headed to the bathroom anyway.
Or maybe he's also a craftsperson.
Maybe he is a craftsperson.
Yeah, what if he made a macaroni hat for his dick?
And a shark tooth necklace.
Yeah. And like a sock for it.
That's like a little turtleneck that's fits around the shaft with one of those like one red stripe that you get like with old 70s gym socks.
You know, if you went on Etsy and you looked up dick sweater, you might find some. I make dick sweaters.
Hello, welcome to my Etsy. I make dick sweaters. I make tiny little puka shell necklaces for your penis. I make fake ears out of dough, and then you can glue them to the side. We can make your dick look as crazy as Greg.
Perfect.
We also, Jacob Rose sent us an email. It says, I'm a new listener, and I am a new listener of the podcast. I found it on accident when I was looking for something new to listen to. I love the back and forth between Kane and Greg. It reminds me of bickering with my brother, and I love it. Kane, I have been married for 12 years this year and just tried the movie date idea, and my wife thought it was the most thoughtful date we have ever had. Needless to say, Kane, you bought me some favors in the bedroom that night. So thank you. Keep it up, guys. Jacob, are you fucking kidding me, yo? Are you kidding? I never want to catch heat again. Never again. I am unequivocally the winner of this argument forever. I'll never bring it up again because this dude, he is giving me full credit for getting sexual favors from his wife of 12 years. For a while. That's going to go for a while. Come on, man. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you for listening. I hope the movie date was awesome. Do me a favor, please, if you could, Jacob. Can you DM me and tell me, did you do all of the things? Were you the concession stand guy? Did you make trailers? Like, tell me how you did it. I would love to know, please. That would bring me a lot of joy. Now on to our Reddit remix. Reddit remix. This one says, my boyfriend isn't allowing me to read books because he feels like I'm cheating on him. I really love reading books. It's therapeutic to me, and I feel calm and at peace when I get to read books. There have been times that I have read books which are romance-themed. My boyfriend says that I'm cheating on him because these books have sexual scenes written, and I'm not supposed to read them because people picture the scenes in the book, and it means I'll picture another man having sex with me. I never purposely bought a book because I want to get off, but I don't want to stop reading books like that. Is there something I could do about it?
Get a new boyfriend.
Get a new boyfriend. 100%.
The dumbest and the worst. That's the dumbest and the worst boyfriend of all time.
Right. So do you guys not watch movies together? Every single movie has some kind of some romantic situation. Every movie has that. Almost any book has that. It's not like she's reading porn. And if she was, that's what it's for. Who fucking cares? Yikes. What a clingy, awful person.
Yeah, what a sad, desperate fucking punishing you for a mind crime.
Yeah, a mind crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is this, Inception? Hey, I know what you're doing in there. Knock it off. You're not talking. And when you're not talking, you're thinking about other men. Stop it.
I mean, if you're jealous about reading, my God.
Can you imagine you're reading a book and then you just feel this heat on the side of your face? You just like look over and they're like, the fuck is going on in that book?
The thing is, if she was reading that book, that'd be the perfect time to try and have sex with her.
Oh my God, exactly. Yeah, people don't think. People don't use their brains.
No, they don't.
What are you reading? Oh, they're on a pirate ship and she just took her blouse off. Sweet. What's the captain's name? Call me Captain Jack. Bang, now your pirate's fucking on your pirate ship, which is your bed. God, I'm full of them today. That's a new date idea.
The pirate date?
Pirate date. The pirate date is happening. I'm going to fine-tune the details, and I'm coming back. Pat, don't shake your head in disagreement. You don't know what's coming yet. Don't already have doubts. What are you, my dad? Come on, man. Yeah, what a terrible boyfriend. What an insecure shitbag. Delete that guy from your life.
Yeah, bad news. Here's bad news. Are you watching The Bachelor?
I was just finishing up she went on a date. Katie went on a date with, I think his name's Andrew, and they're in the woods picking out envelopes. And we started recording. So I got like 40 minutes left on it. I have no idea what's going to happen. She keeps kicking out all the bad guys. Like all the bad guys keep getting kicked out of the house pretty quickly.
Yeah. And then they're trying to figure out how to make television.
Yeah. She's really good at it.
Because they're like, what are we going to do? We don't have a villain. They're trying to make a villain out of that one dude with the tattoos.
Yeah. It doesn't fit.
He doesn't seem like that bad of a guy.
No, he like seems to be aggressive one day. And when you see like a little aggressive guy, automatically you're going to be like, oh, that guy, I don't like that guy. But I can't remember anybody's names, but this one dude just seems to have a problem with everybody. He like thinks that anybody that's there is there for the wrong reasons. And he keeps wanting to make it his mission to tell Katie, this guy's bad news. It's like, dude, you're bad news.
Yeah, you're bad news.
Mind your business. Yeah. Shut the fuck up and leave these guys alone.
Here's the thing about Katie. She'll make out with you.
Oh, yeah, she will.
She's making out with everybody.
She loves it.
She does it. She does it laying down in the hay.
Did she already have hay in her hair? Because all of a sudden there was like no hay in either of their hair. And then all of a sudden they're just filled to the brim with hay. It's just mostly hay in their hair.
Yeah.
They went for it. Yeah, they cut and they went over and they're like, all right, throw hay on them. All right, action. Get to making out. I mean, it's all right. This season's all right.
It's all right.
I like what she did to Thomas. So, Pat, you didn't see this, but there's this Thomas guy that they've been trying to make out to be like the bad guy. He's the villain. And he says at one point, they ask him, did you come here to try to be the bachelor in the future? Because that's like the stepping stone to the bachelor. And he said, yeah. He like admitted to it. Then he goes, oh, but I'm actually starting to fall for her. So then she questions him about it and they have like this whole thing and he's like giving real politician answers. Like, you know, I am here. I was here for this reason, but now I'm here. I hope you can accept it. Like he's like owning up to it. And then, but your beauty and all this horseshit. And then she calls his name for the final rose and he walks over and everyone's like, you gotta be shitting me. And then right as he gets up to get like the rose pinned on him, she takes a step back and calls him a dirty, rotten liar and tells him to get the fuck out. It was a mic drop moment.
Yeah, it was a mic drop moment for sure. He was surprised.
Yeah.
And then he just went home. That's it. You don't say you want to be the bachelor on The Bachelorette.
No.
You don't say it, even though it's true.
Yeah.
Every single fucking one of those guys would be the bachelor if asked.
In a heartbeat. Yeah. You don't.
Because you don't ever have to work again.
Plus, why isn't the show called...
You just start a podcast.
Yeah, that's what they all do, too. They all start a podcast. Well, I think the show should be called Here for the Right Reasons, because I've heard that goddamn...
That was the name of the podcast.
Are you shitting me?
That was the name of the very famous podcast that was on Huffington Post, that when Huffington Post went down, they canceled the podcast. Here for the Right Reasons. Yeah, it's called Here for the Right Reasons.
There's so many phrases on that show that are repeated ad nauseum, but Here for the Right Reasons is the one that is said the most. It's a drinking game. Every time, that guy's not here for the right reasons. That girl's not here for the right reasons. Are you told to say that? I hate that fucking phrase.
Yeah.
I hate it. I guess that's it, right?
Yeah.
That's a good episode. I love it. Well, if you're at all interested in reaching out to the show, please do that at dtbffpodcast@gmail.com. You can also message us on Instagram at dtbffpodcast. You can call in the show. Pat, what's that number?
That number is 323-379-5544.
And don't take bullshit from fuckers.
Fuck them.
Hey there. If you like the show, you can find bonus episodes and more at our Patreon at patreon.com/DTBFFpodcast. And then rate the show 5 stars on iTunes because it's the right thing to do. All music by The Rating Monarchs, produced by Patrick Elliott.